what are the origins of the Czechs? Where did they start out? The cultural anthropologist would tell you there's no clear answer, but the patriot would tell you the answer is as clear as day, or in the case of the Czechs, as clear as a mountain, a famous hill outside of Prague that has played a special role in the history of Czechs, called Rip. Once you have climbed the 300 meters or so to the top of Rip, the first thing you see is a cottage, a pub of course, on the side of which is a well-known phrase, "What Mecca is to Mohammed, Rip is to a Czech." Jiří Vovés is the custodian of the mountain and has spent his entire life there in a village below the hill called Měčeš.
That inscription was thought up by another fellow from around here, a big patriot like all of us who are from here. It couldn't be otherwise. And he originally burnt it into a piece of wood. Sure, it doesn't make much proper sense if you think about it, but everyone gets the point. For every nation there should be something sacred, and for Czechs that sacred place is Rip.
Pro Čechy je posvátnej Rip.
So what is it that makes this ancient hill, actually an extinct volcano, so unique, aside from the beautiful views, the endemic flora, and its striking appearance? Martin Zubík of the National Heritage Institute told me the story that young Czechs learn on their grandfather's knee.
According to legend, Rip was the one hill which our forefather Czech visited long, long ago. It is said that Czech was a prince or a duke in Croatia when he made some crime, he murdered someone, so he had to leave the land with his tribe, with his closest people. The tribe wanted to find their Canaan, their home, and forefather Czech one day climbed the hill, and then he looked around himself, and according to legend he saw the beautiful, beautiful land, so he told to his people that they are at home, and the tribe called the land Czech.
The land of milk and honey was a land of heavy rain and fog when I visited, but even then there was no doubting what makes the place so very special. Rip is one of the first large hills, it's called a mountain, outside the so-called Prague Basin. On the clearest of days you can make out Liberec near the northern border. And on days like this, the tall hills or low mountains of the central Bohemian range poke out of the fog, surrounded by swaths of green and yellow fields. This was good enough for forefather Czech, whose descendants today say that he was simply too lazy to keep looking for a spot on the sea. But he was not the only one on the trek.
Part of the story was that when Czech started his journey from Croatia, he took with him his brother Lech, and some say that another brother Mech. And when they came here, Czech with his brothers, Czech stayed, but brother Lech went to north, and he created or settled Poland, and Mech, according to legend, Russia.
Poland today is still known as Lechia in some languages, and Poles like Lech Kaczynski and Lech Wałęsa carry on his memory today. It's a legend that was long in the making, and it has been modified and added to again and again. In one interpretation, Czech is Lech. Sounds strange, but it's thought that Lech may have been a title for a prince, and that it was later misunderstood to mean two different people. In any case, the original story was quite different, as Mr. Zubík explains.
This legend first, it appeared in the 12th century. The first chronic, Czech chronic, from the monk Kosmas, he mentioned one leader of the tribe, Czech, but he didn't mention that he was on the hill. He just mentioned that there was one man and his tribe. The other chronics created the story, and it's obvious that this journey to the Holy Land is taken from Bible. In the legend there are many, many places that are very, very similar to some antique motifs from antique Rome.
Legends, it sometimes seems, are made to be debunked, and factual history, as far as fact can be untangled from fiction, is often a disappointment. The word Rip, for example, is merely an early Germanic word for hill, Rip, seemingly Czechified to the maximum. And where the name Czech comes from, nobody really knows. One theory is that it originally referred to military units, Chety. Then again, in mythology, there is often some grain of truth. The first Slavic settlements in the area that is now the Czech Republic may have been just to the south of Žip, and archaeology has shown that the hill was important, if not indeed sacred, to the Germanic and Celtic tribes that came before them. It was the Czech national revival, however, that brought the mountain to the peak of its fame. Whether or not Forefather Czech gave rise to the nation, it is thanks to the national revival that it is still here today, and Žip played a major role.
This mountain, this hill, its importance grew in 19th century because we were a part of Austria monarchy, and also Czech was part of Holy Roman Empire. So the Czech people, they don't want to be German, they want to be Czech. And this symbol, Žip, and the forefather Czech, who gave the name of the nation, it was one of the greatest symbol in the country. So the importance grew in 19th century.
One of the greatest physical manifestations of the national revival was the National Theatre. Work on it began in the middle of the 19th century, and it was to be, and indeed became, a kind of temple of Czech culture. For such a great nationalistic endeavor, there was little doubt as to where to turn for a cornerstone.
In this time, Czech people wanted to have their own theater, now National Theater in Prague. They wanted to prove the national, prove itself worthy, that it can create its own theater where only Czech plays would have been played or acted. So the cornerstone was taken from the hill Žip. And there was a celebration, many people went with the stone to Prague.
Žip has obviously always drawn the special attention of those settling nearby for its singular appearance, sticking out of the landscape as it does, like a hat, a bullet head, a bell, or many other things by which it has been variously described. But there is more to Žip than meets the eye. Aside from its striking appearance, another reason why the mountain may have been considered important or even sacred since ancient times is a special property that old forefather Czech or anyone else in his time would have known about, if not fully understood. Jiří Voves again.
Je to magnetická hora. Je to železná hora.
It's a magnetic mountain, an iron mountain, nephelenite, olivine magnetite, lodestone, and so on. That's not much magnetite to mine for, but it's enough to draw lightning, and when it does, it's such a whack that you hear it for 5 minutes. But people are brainless and they walk around with metal umbrellas anyway. There are places where you can feel it in your fingers. People think I'm crazy when I tell them why, but it's true. Telephone, television, and internet transmissions often don't work, and planes flying over the mountain can have problems with their navigation systems.
The main victim of the lightning storms on Žip is the Romanesque rotunda of St. George that sits upon its peak.
This rotunda was, as we can see it now, was built in 12th century. It was the Duke Subislav I. The mountain Žip, the hill Žip, it was a sacred place since, it has been a sacred place since people lived here. It is said, it is written that there was a wooden, some wooden building, and in the 12th century it was built, this structure. It was built from stone because the Duke, he won one battle nearby, and he wanted the people here to remember his victory, and so he built this rotunda.
Aside from being a lovely work of Romanesque architecture, in fact one of the last of its kind made in Europe before the onset of the Gothic style, the rotunda's sacred nationalist position on Žip makes it a popular destination for weddings and christenings, a kind of pilgrimage point for some Czechs, religious and otherwise. Fittingly, the word for pilgrimage in Czech, pout, is the same as the word for fair or carnival. And the biggest event of the year held on Žip is the Žipské pouti, both pilgrimage and carnival.
Pak jsou tady ty Žipské poutě.
The Žip Fair, that's a huge tradition. It means an extreme amount of visitors, sometimes 70,000, sometimes more, with stands and activities all along the paths to the mountaintop and beneath it. And it depends on the weather. If it's bad, there are less. But people will come to Žip in any case, because a Czech who has never been to Žip has never really lived.
Kdo nebyl z Čechů na Žipu? No ten jako by nežil.